Good day, everyone. My name is Aurelia Proškutė. I'm the head of the Applied Macroeconomic Research Unit at the Bank of Lithuania. And here I have two researchers with me, Domantas Jasilionis, the research scientist at the Laboratory of Demographic Data of the Max Planck Institute for Demographic Research. And Domantas is also a part-time professor at Vytautas Magnus University and a scientific supervisor of the Demographic Research and Expertise Center in Vilnius. Also with me, there is Maria Rosaria Comunale, a principal economist at the Applied Macroeconomic Research Unit at the Bank of Lithuania, with a wide range of interests, including the topic of today, suicides in Lithuania. Both researchers have investigated the topic and have insights to share with us. So probably my first question goes to both of you. What is the motivation for this type of research? Can we actually talk about the absolute numbers a bit, about absolute numbers of suicides in Lithuania? And probably that's the biggest question or the biggest motivation why it made you take this topic up.
So the starting point of this research was kind of straightforward. So I was like reading some articles by OECD and WHO, and I figured out that the suicide rate in Lithuania was the highest in Europe. So I asked myself, what are especially the economic reasons, but also like psychological and sociological reasons for this outcome? So being Lithuania such an outlier, also with respect to their peers, so like the other Baltic states. So this was the starting point of my research.
And Domantas, could you tell us like which absolute numbers are we talking about? How many lives are we losing? So just to give us the scope and the scale of the problem.
In fact, absolute numbers may seem to be not so high if you compare to other larger countries and so on. So we are talking about during the different periods, suicides were at the range of around 1,000. Now we have around slightly more than 600 suicide deaths per year. But one should understand that this is deaths usually at young or adult ages, which should not occur because they are preventable if there are mental health services and policies and if they are effective. So this is a very sad figures. And if you look at the rates, you would see standardized rates, you would see that Lithuania is a firm leader in Europe. And according to different estimates, among the top countries globally in this suicide mortality.
Then looking into your papers and into your research, into the statistics, actually, so we saw a somewhat declining trend, right? So this is good news. But on the other hand, the slowdown or the drop of rates is not as fast as everywhere else, or let's say as a global trend, as the European trend. Am I right?
I think Lithuania made a good progress during recent 10 years, let's say, or even 15 years. But as we see from international rankings, much more and more systematic progress is still needed. And if you look at the not only European and global context, but if you look at the neighboring countries which have even worse economic indicators, Lithuania has a quite important disadvantage. For example, if you compare against Poland or even against number of poorer countries in the east, such as Ukraine or Belarus. So Lithuania stands out in this international statistics, and which that this is a should be a priority for actions in this area in our country.
I definitely agree with Domantas. If you just look at the numbers for WHO, so basically the percentage of suicide over the total population is higher just in few countries like Hong Kong, Mongolia, Qatar, Republic of Korea. So all the other countries in the world has a lowest rate with respect to Lithuania, which is really makes the country standing up in a negative way, of course. I want also to point it out, if you look at the gender-specific data, the picture is even like worse than what we just presented. So especially for male and starting from a very young age, the suicide rate is extremely high. I mean, much, much, much higher than whatever country we are talking in Europe or even in the world.
So Domant, does that also explain why in your research you primarily focus on the working age male population? These absolutely high and very high numbers for males in Lithuania, working age males.
In general, this very high overall national suicide rates can be explained by huge excess of suicides in several socio-demographic groups. So it's obviously the highest risk group are males, which basically explain the total disadvantages in suicide. And then if you look at the age groups, there is a clear peak at ages between 45 and 60. So those are basically post-war cohorts born just after Second World War and the 50s and 60s. And this is a sort of target of the highest risk group. When you can dig further, you would see that mostly of them, they are lower educated, never had a job, unemployed, non-married, and actually Lithuanian ethnicity. If you look at the individual characteristics, these are the groups with the highest risk for suicide.
So let's talk a little bit more about the reasons, or let's say causal factors that you find associated with fluctuations in the rates, let's say dynamics of the rates. Well, in your research, you both find the role for economic factors. So could you elaborate a bit more on this, Maria Rosaria?
So I want to start saying that we, at least in my paper, I don't claim any causality. So what I look at is either simple correlations or using some econometric techniques dealing with like macroeconomic data. We don't have a lot of observations. So it's important to point this out. Second thing, I did find indeed a major role across all the countries, but especially in Lithuania for labor market factors. So starting from unemployment to wage to minimum wage. So it seems to be one of the key factors together with GDP growth. But especially in Lithuania, we are talking about labor market factors. On another side, from another point of view, so also psychological factor, they really matter. So I was not able with my data to capture a lot of them. But what I did is to use, for instance, a number of chronic depression numbers over total population and the level of introversion. This is self-reported, the level of introversion. We don't have the time dimension, but I think it is a starting point to add this type of analysis, this type of variables or factors into a more like economic or macroeconomic type of analysis of suicide.
In our studies, we looked at several characteristics, so we were able to identify individual, also socioeconomic characteristics and area level characteristics. I mentioned about so importance of selected individual characteristics like lower education, being long-term unemployed, never had a job, had very, very significant effects on suicide risk, excess suicide risk. So this is obvious risk factors. But when we also looked together with Mal Lainsalo, our co-author, we did a comparative study looking at the trends in suicide by educational group in the three Baltic countries and Finland. And we found certain irregularities in these trends, that, for example, in the 2000s, when this economy was booming in all three Baltic countries, first, who benefit from decline in suicide were highly educated people. And then there was also interesting trend during the financial crisis from 2007 to 2011, there was actually increase in suicide among high educated people. So this was interesting. But in general, our literature says that aggregated economic indicators have perhaps indirect effect on suicide risk. And generally, if you have economic growth, you have an increase in happiness and life satisfaction of people, and then this reduces risk of suicide and other mental problems. On the other hand, when you have uncontrolled economic development leading to some huge credit growth and private debt, it's often associated with more mental disorders and more suicide. International level studies says that. What is interesting about this Lithuanian multi-level study where we were looking at individual and area level effects on suicide? So we, for example, were looking whether living in deprived area, like with a high share of unemployed people had additional effect on suicide risk net of individual characteristics. So for example, if you are highly educated and move to the area with unemployment, whether this still increase suicide risk despite of this more favorable individual socioeconomic characteristics. And yes, we found that this area characteristics has an important additional effect on the risk of suicide independent of individual characteristics. On the other hand, the same way, if you are unemployed and move to the area with higher share of highly educated people, this would reduce your suicide risk. So this is a very interesting relationships. But in general, I would say that this economic factors probably have indirect and very complex pathways how to affect individual suicide. There are many studies on Lithuania looking at very subtle factors related to psychosocial characteristics or cultural characteristics. For example, we have this excess suicide among rural people, rural males especially, which may be attributed to some very specific masculinity culture, I would say, or very specific behavior, like stigmatized mental problems. So this masculinity culture means that these men try to look kind of strong, and mental problem may be treated as a sort of weakness image of traditional male image, which is still prevalent, seems to be in rural areas. And this is prevent from seeking for mental health services, support from healthcare providers, and so on. So, and this is one of the fundamental problems, which is not so easy to change in very short-term time perspective.
Maria Rosaria, I guess in your research, rural population was not showing up as an important driver, or let's say correlate, covariate of the suicide. So could you hypothesize a bit why or why not, or why could it be different?
So first of all, I didn't find any correlation between suicide rates in Lithuania and percentage of people living in rural area. But it's just for Lithuania. So I did find it in Latvia and Estonia. So my guess is that I'm using aggregated data. Domantas has more granular type of analysis and census data, if I'm not mistaken, so it can really capture this type of factor. I really think with the proxy for a rural area population that I have, I cannot capture it in the right way. So it's a very rough type of variable. It's just the percentage of people living in a rural area without any more information about them. So I think this is the main reason why I don't find, especially for Lithuania, any correlation. And again, we are talking about correlation in a macroeconomic, economic way. It can hint many more information, as Domantas just said. I just want to add one thing about this masculinity and stigma on mental health. I think this is something is not only related to the rural area. I think it's something more general. I remember I read a VoxEU piece, I think it's by Baranov, Deast, and Grosjean, stressing exactly this idea of being a strong man that doesn't show any type of weakness, especially in the mental sense. I think this is one of the main things policymakers should take care of. It's not easy. It's something that takes time, takes actions, and it's something that is somehow related also to health policy, of course, how much money you want to invest on mental health awareness. And exactly on this point, I would like to point out one thing that we, at least for the aggregate data, it's really hard to find good data on, for instance, health expenditure on mental health actions. This is really complicated. I was able to find health expenditure in total, but specific on mental health actions is really, really hard. I was not able to find any in aggregate, of course. So this is something that we really need to address if we want to help policymakers to have better policies. So we need the data.
And then, Maria Rosaria, in your research, you seem to find one, I would say, rather exotic factor, well, at least in the context of suicides, this is the climate change. So could you elaborate a bit more how this is related to suicides or potentially related to suicide?
It was an interesting check. There's something very new in the literature. There has been a lot of paper about seasonality. I cannot see seasonality because I'm using annual data, which is another big, let's say, complicated point of heavy aggregate data. So we don't have monthly data or quarterly data on suicides and some of the determinants, I might say. So I'm using annual data. So seasonality is not addressed in my paper. What I can address, however, is to check how different is like the actual temperature with respect to a standard mean of some years before. For instance, I have the data from Faustat for average temperature between the 50s and the 80s. We don't have standard deviation. We don't have the volatility for Lithuania, but we have the mean. So I can actually check how higher is the average temperature in the recent 20 years with respect to this previous mean. The main motivation is I can capture in this way a little bit the direct effect on mental health and on also on depression or how the people feels with respect to higher temperature or extreme weather events. What I cannot capture, however, and I think it will be nice investigating in some ways, I have to think about it, is the second round effect. So to create a sort of index of bad news or depressing news about the climate. So this is not captured. So you can see with this type of variable, the direct effect, but the indirect effect, I don't know, you switch on the TV, you open Twitter, and you see a major earthquake somewhere or very disruptive storm in another part of the world. Probably it's not the highest effect on your mental health, but I think it will be nice to see it like in a quantitative way. So not only like just intuition.
In your research, do you find any specific factors, something that would show up for Lithuania, but that doesn't show up for other countries or other regions?
I think this rural phenomenon and the scale of rural excess in suicide is something really unique for Lithuania. And I think this finding in our study where we find that even moving to urban areas, for example, if you are born in rural area in Lithuania, when moved to the large city or even capital city, got high education, nice job, and so on, you would still bear higher suicide risk than the same person born in the city. So this is something really very interesting. And I mentioned, so this is something like deep under the skin or some unmeasured factors we need to look at, probably related to some inheritance or cultural or historical reasons and so on, but it's still a very interesting phenomenon. Actually, coming back to this masculinity culture effect, is being strong man, which then actually leads to some closed circle for those men, was also that was very interesting to find that actually similar but perhaps less scale problem exists also in Australia, where there is also excess suicide rates among Australian rural males as well. And the research gives explanation actually in the same lines as we propose in our studies, that this traditional culture and gender role contributes to this higher suicide rates in these rural males. This is a taboo for them to look for, not to show weakness in seeking mental health help. They are unable to find help elsewhere, especially if they are alone at older ages and so on. In Lithuania exists another problem and growing problem in rural areas, which will be difficult to overcome, which is a notable sex imbalance in rural areas, especially at young ages. So for rural males, especially those disadvantaged, it's increasingly difficult to find a partner. And marital status and family is often the only source of support for these people. So this is also some demographic obstacle and probably growing problem in the future, which should be addressed as well.
On the very last point, I think this is something I can see somehow in the aggregate, looking also demographic factors. For instance, the amount of people emigrating from Lithuania to other countries, I actually don't remember by heart the percentage of male and female they emigrated in other countries. But I think it can be very much related with what Domantas was just pointed out. So the rural area getting like less people, less women, young women. So it could be that the number of marriages decrease, and that can be related with the status of like higher rate of suicide in male in these areas. This is just speculation, of course, but I think it could be interesting to link these two factors in a way.
So, well, you found out quite a bit of results and factors that are driving or are related to suicidal rates. Looking forward, looking ahead as researchers, which other data would you like to get? Which other aspects of the phenomenon would you like to explore? Something that you feel might be important, but you didn't have a handle over the data.
So in aggregate, we have a problem with data. Some factors, especially more sociological, psychological factors, I don't have the time to mention. So if I want to have like a proper analysis econometrically as well, I need time to mention. For instance, for chronic depression, I just have 1 year, for introversion as well. So it would be nice to have like a longer time series. So I think really the collection of data is needed in this area. The second point I want to make is that it will be nice to see more the differences across age cohorts. There is an increasing literature about suicide and attempted suicide in teens. So these young people, what are the motivation? Because there can be different motivation. We are not talking of the same motivation like a 40-year-old male. That's a really different type of animal we are talking about. And also digging a little bit also on the women's side. Even if the rate is much lower than for men in Lithuania, we are still talking of something that is much higher than average in the European Union. So this is something also to take care of. The motivation can be different. I mean, mental health in women and teens, they're another thing with respect to working age men. This is another type of research. And I think going a little bit more granular, either in aggregate, if I found the data, or more in a granular sense, as Domantas can do, I think is really, really interesting. The one last point I want to make, of course, is like COVID. Recently, there has been some article about Japan. So there was an increasing in the suicidal rate, not among men in working age, but we are talking especially for women and young people. So there is something different playing a role there. Now it is the very last point. We are talking about actual suicide. Well, what about attempted suicide? I looked briefly at the data at a regional level in the European Union, and there are also data about attempted suicide, and the rates are very different. If you take my hometown in Italy, the rate of suicide is not that high, but the attempted rate of suicide is extremely high, much higher than the other areas. It's a different type of variable, of course, but it could represent the same type of analysis.
Just to add that probably suicide is a very complex phenomenon, and definitely an interdisciplinary research is needed to properly address all kinds of determinants predicting this suicide problem in Lithuania. But looking from demographic and economic perspective, what would be our contribution is really to look at and try to disentangle economic effects on suicide risk. For example, different strategies in solving economic crisis and so on. For example, to look at this 2008 recession and post-recession austerity policies, how this affected suicide rates and so on. When you look at the GDP per capita, for example, such aggregated indicators, it's probably clear that this effect may be not direct, but via a set of other proxies like related inequalities, income inequalities, economic policies affecting different socioeconomic groups. But then, of course, you need to look at the studies looking at various mental problems and determinants of mental health in Lithuania, which is overall is not is also quite problematic in international perspective. So a general kind of mental health context. And I completely agree that we need to prepare and we need to foresee the effect of ongoing COVID-19 epidemics, which will obviously affect mental health in Lithuania as well. And so there is a need to foresee such complex studies looking at different angles of this effect, demographic and economic perspective, for example. at the beginning, and then to go deep, perhaps using some qualitative techniques to capture more subtle factors.
So one last question on my side. So based on your research, what are there any policy implications or recommendations for policies emerging, what you see in the data, what you find, and what could be done?
I might say on the macroeconomic point of view, probably more on the labor markets. So if unemployment is really one of the factors that emerged as one of the most important one, I think there should be like a better discussion among policymakers, between policymakers and researchers, about unemployment and in general about labor market, including also a wage, minimum wage reforms and so on and so forth. On a more sociological, psychological point of view, I think more investment and better investment or mental health awareness and mental health centers. There has been something going on in Lithuania, but probably it's not enough yet. So there is this telephone helpline, but as far as I know, the service has struggled a little bit. And a specific, how can I say, focus on teenagers. So having like some investments on consultants there for the students at the school or at the university, for example. That will be nice. Of course, macroeconomic factors in a policy point of view are relatively easier to address, in the sense that you make a choice, you do an action, and after, I don't know, 1 year, 2 years, you can see the effect. On the effect on more psychological type of action, either consultancy, mental health centers, or addressing this idea of strong men, we discussed as well, it's something that takes definitely more time. So that you should make actions, but you cannot expect to have a change in people's minds or behavior in like 1-2 years. It's something different.
It's a striking fact that for a very long period in Lithuania, there has not been any coordinated national scale suicide prevention effort. And this has been recognized by, for example, national report of National Audit Office in 2017, that lacking of systematic measures and strategic thinking in preventing mental health diseases and suicide in Lithuania. But starting from 2016, I think there has been important changes, like strengthening mental health service network, introducing community service, training of medical personnel, and there has been also more comprehensive national mental health risk managing strategies, which were also, or even some municipality level initiatives, which can be seen as a successful example. However, I think there are several areas which should be improved somehow, because first of all kinds of strategies and policies should be based on evidence-based monitoring. So including some uniform system for tracing suicide rates in different segments of population, or including also other mental health measures like attempted suicide and so on. And for the policies, I think the biggest challenge would include combat this still persisting stigma related to mental health problems in the society, and especially in some groups like males and rural males. I think we skipped the one important element, which I think contributed also to suicide, which is alcohol. One can identify certain regularities and relationships between introducing alcohol control measures in 2008, for example, and 2016, and accelerating in declining suicide rates. And alcohol seemed to be still a very important problem in Lithuania, excessive alcohol consumption. These efforts in improving mental health and reducing alcohol harm should be somehow coordinated in order to achieve progress in both areas.
So thank you very much for today's conversation. It was very insightful. The topic is not the most cheerful one. Well, it's actually a very sensitive one, but I think it's important that we talk, and well, we had lots of very useful insights from you today. So thank you very much and have a nice day.